1 Timothy 1, verse 17 says, "Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God." Let's pray together. I don't have to tell you, do I, Jesus? That last phrase is politically incorrect. People don't mind it so much when you claim to be eternal, immortal, invisible. They can ignore the implications of those truths, albeit to their eventual demise. But when you tell them it's you and nobody else, they get their hackles up. It deeply offends them. Doesn't sound fair. Everybody else is wrong and I'm the only one who's right doesn't fly very far in my culture, and for good reason. People who talk like that are usually delusional. So some churchgoers soft-pedal this truth about you. They want to be liked by their friends. There's only one problem with that approach. You really are the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hi, this is Steve. I hope you'll share this prayer with someone who needs it. To learn more, go to lazaru.com. Let's do this again tomorrow. What do you say?